we've spanned the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. Thanks to our colleague Frank Ladd for story number one from Keflavik, Iceland, where an Englishman named Ryan Williams, who for some reason goes by the name Ryan Hawaii, went to the airport to check in for a flight home. The British Airways clerk told him that his luggage was overweight and he'd have to pay an extra fee. But instead of handing over the $125, Ryan thought, well, I'll just make the suitcase lighter by pulling out 8 pairs of pants and 10 shirts and putting them on his body. But when the clerk still wouldn't give him a boarding pass, Ryan got really upset, so much so that the cops were called. Despite maintaining that he'd been polite, if a little bit overdressed, he was arrested, sprayed with mace, and held on the ground after refusing to leave. After answering some questions at the police station, he was sent back to the airport for a flight he had booked with EasyJet, a different airline, for the next day. And when he got to the airport for that one, he was able to get a boarding pass, got through check-in, got through security, but at the gate, the gate agent said, no, you're not going to be allowed to get on this plane because of the incident the previous day. So now he's at the airport, and he can't get on the plane, but his luggage does. His luggage successfully flew to England, while Ryan had to stay in Keflavik, Iceland. He was able to get a third airline to finally give him a ticket to get out of there the day after that, and he was happily reunited with his Samsonite. Story number two comes from contributor Dave Aronson. This is another airport story. This one from Newark, New Jersey, where 9 men were grabbed by Port Authority cops after a realistic-looking bomb was found in their carry-on luggage. The suspects, who were part of a reality TV show called Staten Island Hustle, admitted they wanted to record the TSA's reactions when they found the bomb, and they also wanted to film the mass panic they hoped would ensue. But the prank had the opposite effect. They were quickly arrested, and their van was impounded and searched. One news report says the TSA bomb tech just happened to be at the checkpoint. He quickly looked over the fake, said it was nothing. They were taken in. The filmmakers had hired an engineer to craft a bogus bomb made out of vacuum cleaner parts, PVC pipe, and flexible hose. A TSA spokesperson said it did have all the markings of an improvised explosive device, but we knew it wasn't. And while all this was going on, others in the group covertly filmed the encounter for their show, which was recently picked up by CNBC. A spokeswoman for the production company, Endemol Shine North America, which also makes Big Brother and MasterChef and Fear Factor, says, quote, we're looking into the details of what happened as a matter of priority and are in contact with relevant authorities on the ground. While this process is ongoing, we are unable to comment further, but in the meantime, we sincerely apologize for any disruption caused. Let me translate for you. We're trying to get out of our contract with these jerks who tried to pretend they had a bomb in an airport where you can't even say bomb. The 9 members of this idiotic video crew have been charged with conspiracy, creating a public false alarm, and interference with transportation. Next, we go to Phuket, Thailand, for airport story number 3. This one involves an American tourist named Steve Cho, who was spotted strolling around at the airport. Nothing wrong with that, except he was naked and yelling incoherently and knocking stuff off the shelves of the stores. And then when security guards got there, he started throwing his own feces at them. It took 6 guards to subdue him. The cops suspected he was high on something, but when they asked him what he had taken, he told them, too many sex drugs. I have been doing knuckleheads in the news a long time. I've never had anybody tell the cops, too many sex drugs. The guards got him under control, admitted when they did, and Steve finally calmed down and admitted that he had taken too many Viagra pills and lost consciousness. He accepted responsibility for any damages he caused. Cops booked him on all sorts of charges and also took him to a nearby hospital for a routine psychiatric assessment. No word on whether he was still in the 4-hour state you're supposed to be before you call a doctor after too many sex drugs. And we finished today in Santa Ana, California, where a lot of people were surprised to see a car sticking out of the second floor of a business building. Turned out the driver had been high on something, probably not sex drugs. He was speeding, too, and hit a median. The impact sent the car airborne and through the wall of a dentist's office on the second floor of this building. That's quite a leap. That's like a stuntman thing in the movies. The fire department was called because the driver and passenger were pinned in there. They got them out safely. And good news was it was Sunday morning, so there was nobody else in the building, so nobody else got hurt. No word, though, on who's going to pay for the damage to the dentist's office, which now has a beautiful new view of the median. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today. If you've got one to contribute, email it to paul@harrisonline.com.